Describe your skill set.
I feel like my skill set kind of ranges all over, from my instincts, my ability to tackle, my ability to cover, and just being able to be 1 to 2 steps in front of blockers on every single play to be able to make those plays that much quicker than other guys.
Blake, what do you think of your ability to cover as a linebacker in nickel and dime?
I think it's really well. I think this last year, my junior year, I was mainly the run stopper guy. We had a lighter linebacker in there, AJ Tarpley, which he kind of took over the coverage roles. But this last year, they left it all up to me. So every single time we were in our nickel package and our dime package, I'd basically stay in. We'd bring in another corner. I'd go out and cover the tight end, running back, and those types of things. And I felt like this last year, I improved tremendously on that, and I feel 100% confident to go out there and cover whoever I need to cover.
Blake, how much interaction did you have with the Packers before the draft, and how much attention did you pay to teams that might be in the market for inside linebacker help?
I pay attention to a lot of teams that needed inside linebackers, and then for the Packers, I talked to them at the Senior Bowl. I talked to them at the Combine and those types of things. But overall, didn't kind of talk to them much and that types of stuff. But I know my mom, the funny part of it was always telling me throughout this whole process, she was like, I believe you're going to end up at the Packers. And obviously it was just a lucky guess type of thing, but it's just funny. And my mom said right after, she's like, moms are always right. So I'll take it.
Blake, I saw the Instagram you had of the Packer stuff. Did she buy that for you, or did you just have that on standby in case it happened?
Oh, so yeah, that's also another funny story. My dad actually bought every hat he could possibly find from like all 32 teams, just in case, and shirts. So he was ready.
What's the fastest 40 time he's run?
Blake, what's the fastest 40 time you have run?
4.60.
Blake, so you grew up in Tucson, right?
Yes, sir.
Were you disappointed that you didn't get recruited by Arizona? How did that play out?
Obviously at first, like when I was growing up, I always went to their games. My dad always had season tickets for about 7 years. And then going through high school, I always was wanting to go there. My mom went there, that type of thing. But in the end, I kind of look back on it, and I don't think my opportunity at Stanford would have happened if they would have offered me earlier. And so I kind of just go with the saying that everything happens for a reason. And ultimately, I don't look back on it bitter or anything. I'm just glad to what happened and ready to keep going.
Blake, how would you describe your relationship with Ty Montgomery?
I think we're good friends. He was kind of the offense, defense. We didn't really mix too much throughout the whole time, but everyone in our locker room was always close. We had the closest locker room, I think, in college football. And I know I'm ready to go out there and start making the Packer team better with him and keep building the Stanford family.
What do you think your chances are, Blake, to be an NFL starter?
Right now I'm just looking forward to going in there, learning the playbook, learning about the Packer history, doing whatever they need me to do. And if the starting role comes up and I'm able to earn my spot into that, I'm going to take that with full advantage and make sure that I do the best job that I can do.
Anything else for Blake?
Hey, Blake, just the productivity with your tackles, particularly this past season, where do you kind of attribute that to? I think you almost tripled up, it seemed like, the rest of the defenders on the defense.
Yeah. I go back to kind of just film study in that end. I pride myself on note-taking. I have a notebook that I'm pretty sure I still have. My mom probably put in, like, her scrapbook or whatever. But it's 12 pages each on each team we played this last season, and kind of just going through each day from on Mondays we have first and second down cut-ups, and I'll go through, okay, this is what they run on this down and distance on first down, and doing those types of things where when I kind of step on that field, I'm able to, okay, first and 10 right here, okay, we have trips, this they run, all right, zone read or some type of form of pass play, and so if I see run, I instantly know the type of play that's going to be ran, and I go and make the play.
Is that something you always did, going back to high school, or did you pick that up in college?
I picked it up when I first got to Stanford. In high school, I mean, we really didn't, at least at my high school, we really didn't watch tape too much. It was kind of just like, in high school, I was the go, like, see ball, get ball type of thing. And once I got to college, I learned from a lot of great players, like AJ Tarpley, Jordan Richards, Trent Murphy, all those great players just in our defensive meeting rooms, seeing what they did, and just kind of kept building on my type of film study and play style from them.
Hey, Blake, you've mentioned both of your parents, and I'm reading this story from the Tucson paper about your dad having you pick up the nails and stuff on the work site.
Yeah.
How many pennies did you end up collecting? And then can you explain a little bit just how maybe your parents have influenced you in terms of your work ethic and that stuff?
No, yeah. I mean, I've talked about my dad just helping me throughout my whole entire time I've grown up. He's a perfectionist in everything he does, and that's where the nail thing comes in. And basically when I was little, I was probably like 10 going on through like 15 years old, he had me keep doing that type of things where he would be building a pad because he owns his own construction business, and he'd be building a pad and all this stuff. And my job was basically to walk around and pick up every single nail. And it probably, I think my high score, I always kept a high score, and it'd be around about like 1,200 nails or something like that. And he would give me a little magnet, probably like 2 inch by 2 inch. And I'd have to go around and pick up all these nails, and then I'd pile them up. And in the end, I would count them, and then he would walk around and see, okay, did you pick up every single nail? And if I didn't, you wouldn't pay me. And if I did, you would pay me. And it'd be 1 penny per nail. So it'd probably be, I think my best was about $10.